to these chairmen ahead of time. Are you close enough to Gene Back to tell him that I think he ought to talk to Halliby about the conflict here between his agency and certifying it and building it?
Sure.
Tell Gene Black that our president would like for him to talk to Halliby and tell him that he stressed to me the fear that he has about the FAA certifying plane that they build. And it is that the responsibility ought to be diffused some. And if Black raises a question, certainly the Republicans will raise it. And just the plain truth of the business is, I raise it myself. I have some doubts, and I'm not going to be comfortable, and that's more important than me whether we get a plane or not during this year. I've got all I want to carry without having to worry about this whole time.
Sure.
Now, number two, I want you to be thinking of anything that you can that will give substance to our peace offensive, like you gave substance to our economy move in closing these bases. Instead of just talking about it, let's do something about it. And if there's anything that you can think of, I wish you'd put it on paper for me, or Bill Bundy, or Net City, or any of your people around you, or Yarmolinsky, anybody else. I don't like to, every time I wake up in the morning, see where Khrushchev sent me another communication for peace. Makes me appear like a warmonger. And when I talk about peace, I've got nothing to talk about. I can't have much substance to my proposal, so I want to be proposing something.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I'll give thought to it and try to get something.
I know, but we're supposed to have a better system than he is. Yeah. And here's, this morning, he's got 25 pages to me. Now, number three, and there's something you can do about that South Bend plant, Studebaker's closed down, and all those people are going crazy out there and wild. Litton says he'll take over the plant if you let him have some of those tanks, and they say you can't let them have them because you've got to have a lot of competitive bidding, and there's some way that you can get them in there and compete and let whoever has it to build the tanks there instead of going to some other place. I remember you moved them out of Dallas and made them go to Michigan because you had unemployment.
Trucks, not tanks, I mean.
Trucks, yeah.
I don't know.
I don't care what you did, just so they're working.
I'm sorry to say I don't know a thing about it. I'll have to
look. Well, here's the story. Litton proposes a purchase of Studebaker's facilities in South Bend.
Yeah.
The status, Litton is reluctant to compete the purchase of Studebaker unless he can have some kind of work. Right now, Studebaker has one half of a 75 million 5-ton truck order. The profit on that's 1.6 to 1.9 million. The cost of moving into Studebaker will be approximately 1.3. It's a washout as far as Litton's concerned. The senators and John Bradamus and the rest of them say that Litton gets assurance that they get half of the forthcoming 2.5-ton truck order. The Army is 100 million. Vance and Gilpatrick are reluctant. There is a Defense Department directive that allows a labor surplus market to have special privileges. If a bidder in a labor surplus market loses a bid but is within 20% of the lower bidder, then matches the low bid, he can get half the procurement. There are five firms bidding on the 100 million order. The White Rio, they are in 3 to 6% unemployment. C market. Alice Chambers, they're in AB, less than 3%. General Motors, AB. International Harvester, AB. Studebaker was C market, but now in D market, plus 6% unemployment. In late January will be 12%. Buyer, Bradamus, congressional group feel that now is the time for the president to put up or shut up. Vance can do this thing, but he is reluctant. If this were done, the president could make the announcement that Litton repurchase and the reemployment of these people at Studebaker employment. Now, I don't want to get me in the contract. I don't want in TFX. And I'm not ever going to have any of my people talking to you about contracts. But you do have a de-employment area. Now, whatever rights they have, if Litton's ready to come in, let's just don't sit around and wait. Let's let them move in overnight and put those people back to work before we get too much hell if it doesn't cost us a whole lot.
I don't think that memo is right on the labor surplus preference, but I tell you what I can do here. Tex Thornton, head of Litton, is a very close friend of mine. I'll call him directly and I'll find out what.
Tell him, let's see what his price is and why in the hell he don't go on without anything, and then if he
I'll see what
you can do business with him later.
Sure.
And let me know about that.
I will. I've got Florida State in about 30 minutes on your Indonesia problem, and I'd get Thornton tonight, but if I don't, I'll do it first.
All right. Now, I talked to Dick Russell about that, and he says that I ought to be impeached if I improve it.
On Indonesia?
Yeah. He's not quite that tough, but he's about that tough, and I told him that you felt the same way, and he said, well, I've been telling him about how right you were, and why didn't I listen to you?
Well, that's what I'm going to tell State. I was meeting with Dean Russ for just about half an hour on this.
I just wish you'd tell him that you made your judgment independently, but I just feel like I ought to be impeached if I prove it. That's how deeply I feel.
Yeah, there may be a middle ground here that we can keep our employees on the payroll and hold up any important amount of aid. This is what I'm trying to find out.
I made a speech on the Greek-Turkish policy, 1945 or 6, in which I said that when you let a bully come in and start raiding you in your front yard, if you run, he'll come in and run you out of your bedroom the next night. And I don't think we ought to encourage this guy to do what he's doing there, and I think any assistance just shows weakness on our part.
I feel exactly that way.
Well, just tell him that that's the way I feel too, and you don't want to get these recommendations down here and get them slapped back in your face and just try to do something about it.
I will try to do that. And I'll get hold of Gene Black right away, and I'll get hold of Thornton as quickly as I can.
All right. Thank you.